The Northeast is a far cry from the nation's breadbasket, but recently farmers in our area have turned their focus to growing grains. June Russell, the manager of farm inspections for the city's green markets, is here to talk about this new trend and about what grains area farmers are growing. That's for this week's Last Chance Foods. Hi, June.
Hi there. When I think of local produce, wheat, rye, buckwheat, they're not at the top of the list. Why are farmers in the New York region growing grains? Isn't it something that naturally does better in America's breadbasket and on the plains in the Midwest?
Yeah, that was certainly part of the conversation that we've been having over the past couple of years when we've worked with our bakers trying to engage them in this conversation around grains, particularly with wheat. But to see it in the market, it really does lend itself to a commodity system that is much more efficient than small growers can do.
This year, New York City green markets started requiring bakers to use flour from locally grown grain in their baked goods. Of the flour that goes into their products, 15% must come from local grains. How did the bakers react when they heard this?
We, like I said, we've had a couple years of this conversation, so we prepped them. But the initial response was that the Northeast can't grow good wheat flour.
And this is proving them wrong.
Yeah, it's not true.
And how is fresh flour different?
Well, if you're having a fresh stone ground flour, it hasn't been. You'll see in a bag of flour, it's bleached and bromated. And basically
what does bromate mean?
It's meant to neutralize the germ. A whole grain will have fats and oils and protein. And everybody's familiar with the fiber, but those oils are vulnerable. They'll turn rancid. So fresh flour has a shelf life. And once you grind it, it's maybe good for 2 months or so, depending on the conditions that you keep it in. And it behaves differently. I mean, there's a lot. I've certainly been learning much more than I ever thought I would about these things.
So right now, you're describing to me all the reasons why it would be difficult for a baker to use fresh, locally produced grains. So why try to even do this? What's your point in even encouraging this?
Oh, well, there's a few things there. And, you know, one is at the core to make our bakers support our mission. You know, that is, we have a responsibility to manage this basic green market on behalf of regional agriculture. And what we're seeing is that this is happening on multiple levels. So depending on the commitment of the baker, and that's been really interesting to look at as I've been going through and meeting with everybody and seeing how they've been doing integrating with flowers and whose products they're working with. Some people just go to the bottom and they just want, okay,
the cheapest.
they have to comply. Fine. We're going to buy this flower. It's the cheapest, easiest to work with, and we'll make it work. We're just making muffins anyway. Who cares? Then you get other people who are the total opposite end of the spectrum, and they don't care what it costs. They care about how it's produced, and they care about flavor.
Besides soft wheat, which grows better here than hard wheat, What other grains are farmers growing?
Well, we're really seeing there's been a big effort on there's been the Northeast Organic Wheat Project, who I've been collaborating with for a couple of years, and they have been doing seed trials to find out what does grow well. And there has been a big effort to find out what sort of hard wheat we can grow. And we did a tasting event last January to try to feature some of those grains and get feedback from bakers. But in terms of food grains that we could see in the Northeast, emmer is one of the grains that is doing really well. It's really tolerant. You would know it as farro. Farro comes from a specific region in Italy, and what we grow is emmer. But you can use it as a cooked whole grain. It has a high protein content. It's very nutritious, and you can also grind it and use it as pasta.
June Russell is the manager of farm inspections and strategic development for Grow NYC. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
To learn more about local grains and get the Green Market's recipe for creamy emmer salad, click on Culture at WNYC.org.